Siddhartha Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and all of our great, merciful, illustrious Acharyas of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We now begin this auspicious ceremony of taking vows of initiation. Om apavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmare pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantarasuchi. Srila Prabhupada was very much concerned that in regard to initiation, this particular sloka is understood very carefully. Purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all various circumstances of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is purified from without and within. Rishabhdev in fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavat teaches the world through his 100 sons that now that you have taken this very rare human form of life, do not waste it like the lower animals, the dogs and hogs that are engaged in sense gratification. Human life is meant to perform tapasya for the purpose of the divine realization of our relationship with Krishna. The world we live in is mad after sense gratification. So mad to enjoy the mind and the senses that the whole world is full of such anxiety and danger, because no degree of sense gratification could ever fulfill the needs of the heart. Within the heart of this body is the eternal soul. Jivara Swarupoi Krishna Ranityadas. And that soul is eternally Krishna's servant. To love Krishna is to connect to the ultimate source of bliss. Krishna is all attractive. He is the ultimate object of everyone's propensity to love. Forgetfulness of that is the root of all miseries. To purify the heart is the one and only purpose that God has created this human life. It is our foremost duty. We may have many relative dharmas, but Sanatan Dharma is to purify our heart through the service of the Lord. If we put any priority above that, we are bewildered, and we will help bewilder the world. Srila Prabhupada urged us, take this process of purification very serious. It was his urgent appeal. He cited the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, perfect your life by taking sincerely to Krishna consciousness and help others to do the same. I'm so very happy to see so many effulgent, sincere souls coming forward today to dedicate their lives to the service of the great Acharyas. Initiation is not a fashion. It is not something that is taken for the purpose of some social prestige. Initiation is not to be taken to give us some sense of security that now I'm connected and I will be saved. The spirit of initiation is dedication to the principle of purifying our hearts through serving the orders of Guru and Krishna. It is very serious. Krishna, who is the object of the purpose of this initiation ceremony, is seen from within your hearts. To the degree Krishna is pleased with our efforts and the purpose of our efforts, to that degree our life is successful. What Krishna is pleased with is the genuine, sincere spirit of surrender. There was once an initiation ceremony where Srila Prabhupada gave the names, gave beads, and the devotees made their vows. One such initiated devotee left the regulative principles in the society of devotees soon after his initiation. When Srila Prabhupada was told about that person, Srila Prabhupada was very sad in his heart. He spoke words that should reverberate in our hearts. He said that man was never initiated. The real initiation is not saying some vows and throwing seeds in the fire. The actual initiation is the spirit of dedication within the heart. Vyavasayatmaka budhir ekeha kundunand. To make the order of Guru one's life and soul. To make the order of the spiritual master, which is the words of Krishna, as the prominent focus of our life. You are taking today lifelong vows to serve the instructions of the spiritual master with faith that Guru's words are the pure words of Krishna descending through our parampara. Without a proper parampara system, we do not know whether any spiritual teacher is actually connecting us to God. Evam parampara praptam. Therefore, Krishna established parampara. And when he came in the role of his own devotee as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally took initiation from Ishwarapuri just to show all the world the necessity of connecting to a proper parampara. Lord Chaitanya is most munificent, merciful of all incarnations. He is giving the highest level of pure unalloyed love of Sri Goloka Dham to the world freely. A special quality of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is he has given that supreme causeless benediction by showing us through his example how to receive it. He takes the role of his own devotee to teach us what is devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not begin his Harinam Sankirtan mission until he received the order from his spiritual master. He took that order as his life and soul. He menially served his Gurudev. He menially served his Guru's godbrothers and the Vaishnavas. Every day he chanted upon his mala. He would not tolerate hearing anything except pure Krishna Katha authorized by Sri Parampara. And his whole life was associating with devotees, serving devotees, and preaching this great message to the world. Initiation is as valuable and will have as much effect in your life as in proportion to your sincere dedication. Do not think that because I have received a name and offered the grains to the fire that I am delivered. Srila Prabhupada would say initiation means the beginning of your spiritual life. It is the ceremony is meant to have a deep impression in your heart of the great necessity of devotion. We should hold our vows as the most sacred treasure that have been entrusted in our lives by God Himself through the hands of Guru. We should protect that treasure as our life and soul. Everything in this world is temporary, but the words of Guru are eternal. They can transport us to the eternal abode of the Lord. The most important instruction is to take shelter of the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. The age of Kali is full of faults, but there is one benediction. Chanting the name of Krishna can bring us to the perfection of liberation. When Lord Chaitanya was discussing with Prakashananda Saraswati, he told that his guru gave him a particular instruction that he said he should make it very, very much his life and soul. Harinama, 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 eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatir anyata. That in this age of Kali, there is only one way of perfection, and that is the pure chanting of the holy names. Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he taught that mukti is an insignificant byproduct which comes just from the shadow of the pure chanting of the holy names. The one and only goal that devotees are striving to achieve through chanting is love for Krishna. The Purushartha Shiromani, crest jewel of all goals of life, Prema Pumartha Mahan, to love Krishna. If we gain fame, wealth, followers, but not prema, that we have failed in life. Na dananna janamna sundarim kavitam vajakadisha kamaye mama janamani janmanishwaril bhavatad bhaktira hoitikita. Mahaprabhu teaches us we should not want sense gratification which culminates in the opposite sex. We should want not desire to amass wealth to satisfy our own selfish purposes. We should have no inclination to enjoy many followers who honor us and respect us. We shouldn't even concern ourselves with liberation from the sufferings of this world. Our goal is love, and love is expressed by accepting the role of the servant of the servant of the servant, birth after birth after birth. Trinad api sunichena, taror api sahishnuna, hamanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. The Lord has instructed that we should place this verse on the string of the holy name and wear it always upon our heart. These are the qualities which the holy name
will reciprocate with.
In Shikshastakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already explained Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nita Sarva Shaktis. You are none different than your name. All your powers and energies are within your names. The Lord has incarnated within the holy name of Himself. The name can reveal the Lord's eternal form, His beautiful threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar. The holy name reveals the spiritual abode where Kunja Bihari is playing in the groves of the forests of Vrindavan. Kalpa Vruksha trees in the form of Kadamba, Tamal. The river Jamuna is flowing, decorated with beautiful lotus flower, where there are unlimited Surabhi cows. The peacocks and the parrots are singing. Where the very soil itself is Chintamani. It is more precious than the most costly jewels of the heavenly planets. And everything in the spiritual world fulfills all the heart's desires of the devotees. That eternal, all-attractive Dham is within the name. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur explains that the name reveals the wonderful eternal associates of the Lord. The Sakas and the Sakis, the Gopis and the Manjaris, the Gopas, and all of the entourage of Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani in the spiritual world. The holy name reveals the unlimited, all-attractive qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The holy name reveals the sweet, beautiful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and ultimately reveals our eternal place in those pastimes. That is the power of the holy name. But Krishna tells in Gita that He reciprocates according to how we approach Him. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this sacred verse. Actually, in Navadvip Dham, the devotees were chanting throughout the day. Then Lord Chaitanya, surprisingly, one day, it was just after an Ekadasi, He said, "Why are we wasting our nights sleeping? Every moment is so precious. We should just continue our kirtan all night long, every night for the next 1 year." But then He explained to the devotees how they could do it. Trinadapi sunichena taror api sahishnana amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. If we want to chant the holy name constantly, we must attract Krishna to reveal Himself in His name. And He will do that. It is His promise. Manmanabhavamadbhakto madhyajimnam namaskuru. Krishna gives His firm promise. You remember Me, become My devotee, you will come to Me without fail. But this verse teaches us how to attract the all-attractive. To strive not to be great, not to be worshipped, or to be honored, not to strive for any position of power or control in this world of death, but to live in such a way that our aspiration is to be more humble than the straw that lies in the street. Let everything and everyone trample on me. Let me be under everyone's feet. What a sublime psychology this is. Who in this world can understand? But actually, even the material world, people are beginning to get some glimpse of this quality of humility. One of the most popular and highly respected management teachers, they call him management guru, he explains that the real trait of a first-class manager
is humility.
And he's talking about the mundane corporations. It is very difficult to put your trust there. We want to be more humble than the straw in the street. Tolerant like tree. Willing to bear whatever difficulties may come upon us. And with a grateful heart continue our devotional service. Whatever may come upon us in this uncertain world, we must maintain our faithful, chaste vows to Guru and Krishna. We must pursue purifying our heart, whatever may come upon us, and to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. This is the spirit of a real servant. Sometimes Prabhupada would speak against Mayavadis or atheists or other person who were trying to plunder his society. But not for him, for personal gain. He was doing it as a humble service to his guru and the Vaishnavas, to protect them. In this initiation ceremony, my wish is that all of you today who are accepting this very, very auspicious position of an initiated disciple, that you understand carefully what is my heart and my service to Srila Prabhupada. No politics, no aspiration for mundane positions. We should be creating unity wherever we are. We should not be sectarian within Srila Prabhupada's society. In our hearts, we may have a particular faith in our Guru Maharaj, but we must very sincerely honor the faith that others have in their spiritual masters and encourage and enliven their faith by our words and our behavior. We should honor, respect whichever devotees are so kindly instructing us and engaging us in devotional service. We should give all honor, respect, and service to our gurus, god brothers, god sisters, and their disciples as well. You should all personify the principle of humility. Das, 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 anu das. To be the servant of the servant of the servant. There is no danger to the extent we live by this principle. As long as we are servant of the servant of the servant in our efforts in life, then Maya cannot disturb our spiritual progress. But when she attacks, and she will, with selfish, egoistic desires, we must know that this is our spiritual death. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, he exemplified to such a profound degree the spirit of selfless service. As our founder Acharya, the prominent and unifying guru for all of ISKCON, for all time to come, we must understand what Krishna taught through his life. To give you and me Krishna bhakti, he was willing to gratefully accept, at the age of 70, 3 heart attacks and paralysis within the first couple months of his mission. He had no recognition, no respect, no fame, nothing. His own mat in India gave no value to what he was trying to do. No help. And the people of America, they gave no respect or recognition to him. More seriously sick than 99% of us could even imagine. With no money and freezing cold, but his humility. He was willing to just carry on because it was the order of his spiritual master. He wanted nothing for himself. Srila Prabhupada is our standard. Paradukaduki. He gave his life to help the world. We are all his children. And we are all united in the dust of his lotus feet. And our primary responsibility in life should be to purify our hearts by assisting him in his mission as the servant of the servant of the servant. Today we have Vijay Prabhu, who has been for over 25 years distributing Srila Prabhupada's books faithfully as a brahmachari. We have Purnachandra Prabhu, a dear god brother who has been serving Srila Prabhupada faithfully year after year after year. We have various leaders of the centers. There is Radhe Shyam Prabhu and Gaurasundar Prabhu, who are giving so much of their lives and souls to help all of you in Pune. There is Vrindavananda Prabhu and Draupadi Devi, who have given their lives to help serve Srila Prabhupada by giving Krishna in Kolhapur. The illustrious Devamrit Prabhu, who is very dearly loved and respected all over the world. He's giving his life and soul to serve the devotees in Belgaum. We have Sachi Suta Prabhu and Leela Devi Mataji, who are just living to nourish the devotees in Satara. Where else are devotees from?
Bombay.
Acha. Sudama Prabhu, Rohini Kumar Prabhu, Raghupati Prabhu, spending so much of their precious life's energies to help the devotees in Nigri. The illustrious Avadut Krishnanand Prabhu. Even with his bad health, he's constantly traveling to Goa, to Kolhapur, to so many places, Maharashtra, with the only aim to just give everyone a taste for hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. And in Maharashtra, we have great, great Vaishnava Mahatmas, Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Lokanath Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Vikash Swami Maharaj, Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj, who are giving so much of their lives and souls to give all of us the inspiration to love Krishna and serve Srila Prabhupada. And our beloved god brother Giriraj Swami Maharaj, even in his ill health, through his prayers and his love, he is always with us. Krishna will take our devotional service seriously when he sees that we have gratitude to these great souls who have given their lives to help us. It is this spirit that I am sincerely begging all of you to imbibe within your hearts. We want to help the Vaishnavas spread the holy names to more and more and more illusion-suffering people. The power to do so will come by our own attachment to the chanting and our own humble service attitude to the Vaishnavas. You are vowing to follow four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. These sinful activities are great impediments to progress in the path of pure bhakti. We are vowing to chant the holy names on our japa mala a minimum of 16 rounds each day. This must be
considered priority in our life.
Now we must really cultivate attentiveness in our chanting. Today I had to chant most of my rounds in car driving here. My realization is to recommend no one should chant their rounds while driving in car. It was an emergency because I wanted to serve all of you. But as far as possible, we should really set quality time aside each day to worship the holy names. And we must guard against the 10 offenses. I humbly request everyone to loudly recite the 10 offenses to the holy names. We must guard against these 10 offenses. That will be an expression of our genuine sincerity. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is actually a pastime of the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the complexion and the love of Sri Radharani. The Leela of Vrindavan has descended into this world in the most accessible form through the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. It is our wish to create such a unified and spiritually vibrant society of devotees that when we come together to hear and discuss Harikatha, when we come together to glorify Krishna's holy names, we can create such an energy that will attract the world to the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our spiritual progress is depending on our service attitude and our sincere chanting. Contemplate always how to improve our service attitude and our chanting of the holy names. Then this initiation ceremony will facilitate entrance into the eternal abode of Sri Radha Kunja Vihari. I thank you very much. Another great soul, Devananda Pandit Prabhu, he is preaching in Goa, along with Krishnanand Prabhu. So many people from that place have come. They're here today or they're coming?
They're coming on 11th.
Yes. It is such a beautiful sight. Today, such a wonderful offering is being made at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. The hearts and the lives of so many of you. It is like a gigantic Rajbhog offering. And after ceremony today, you will all be Srila Prabhupada's Mahaprasad. And I will be very happy pujari. Thank you very much.